So, you have a new idea for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking it'd be really cool if we did Ahsoka.
Well, listen, I'm open to anything, but I do usually bathe alone.
No, like we'd make a Star Wars show about the character Ahsoka Tano.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, we are due to plop some new content on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, due for a big plopping.
And what's going on with Ahsoka? What's her deal?
Well, she stands around with her arms crossed and a little smirk on her face.
Okay, what else?
Not much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very stoic and smirky and never anything else. So anyway, she wants to find this map that could lead to this bad guy, Thrawn.
Oh, bad guys love having secret maps that lead to them.
They sure do, sir. But when she gets this map, these bad droids pop out that were also sent to get the map, and after losing a fight, they self-destruct with a massive explosion.
Wouldn't that risk destroying the map they were sent to get?
Technically, yeah, I guess so. Weird programming.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, now Ahsoka can't figure out this map because it's a ball, so she brings it to her old apprentice, Sabine, because she does art or something.
That makes sense, sure.
And Sabine sneaks off with this thing and figures out you can open it by turning it a certain way.
Nobody had tried that?
Apparently not, but then she gets stabbed by this evil apprentice lady, Shin.
Oh, so Sabine dies?
What? No. She was just impaled with a lightsaber. Why would that...
Is that not bad?
Not anymore. No, that's meaningless. She's up and at him in the next episode.
Well, okay then. So who was this Tibia person that attacked her?
Shin.
What did I say?
Well, Shin is the apprentice of this guy, Baylan, who has Jedi powers and the best beard in the galaxy.
What?
And they rescue this lady, Morgan Elsbeth, because they all want to go rescue Thrawn, who's stuck in another galaxy.
Not good.
So now that Sabine has recovered from being tickled by a lightsaber, her and Ahsoka need to stop all that bad stuff from happening.
So what do they do?
Well, they freaking chase the bad guys down to this big old space hyper ring thing, but then their ship gets disabled, so they gotta fight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Ahsoka gets out of her ship and fights these bad guys with her lightsabers.
What do you mean?
Well, they fire at her, so she deflects those shots, and then she kills one of them when they swoop in next to her.
Why wouldn't the bad guys just stay slightly far away from their disabled ship and fire at them instead of swooping in at lightsaber lady?
Unclear, but so then on a nearby planet, Ahsoka's gonna manage to kill a fart.
Stopping a fart is tight.
But then she's gonna lose a fight against that Baylan guy who sends her into the ocean.
For a swim?
For a death.
Oh no.
Yeah, so then she's gonna spend a whole episode in the world between worlds hanging out with Anakin's ghost.
So what kind of change does she go through?
Well, she learns that it's better to live than to die.
Did she not know that?
Apparently not, and now she's gonna dress in light clothes instead of dark ones.
Oh, okay, yeah, we might as well spend an episode on a wardrobe change.
But meanwhile, Sabine made a deal with the bad guys to give them the map.
What? Why?
Well, see, her good friend Ezra Bridger might still be alive in the same galaxy as Thrawn, so in exchange for the map, they're gonna bring her there, too.
So this Thrawn guy can't be that big of a deal if she's doing something like that.
Well, he'll bring war and genocide to their galaxy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so they head over to this other galaxy with that hyperspace ring, and now Ahsoka has to figure out how to get there, too.
Well, it sounds like that's gonna be impossible. The bad guys have to use a giant hyperspace ring.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, giant space whales can hyperspace travel too, so Ahsoka gets in one of those.
She gets inside a whale?
She gets inside a whale.
How does she know that this space whale's going to the exact same spot that the bad guys did?
Well, she doesn't, but it totally does.
Oh, well, great.
So then we meet Thrawn, who as it turns out is a smirky blue guy with a bunch of stormtroopers.
Very scary.
And he allows Sabine to go find Ezra, which she does almost immediately.
So he was pretty close by.
Yeah, kind of shocking that the bad guys never found him, to be honest. He was right there.
Wow, so they must have a huge emotional reunion.
Oh boy, not particularly, no. And then they just kind of slowly make their way back.
How does he react to her selling out the galaxy to find him?
I don't know, she doesn't tell him anything, so then they just kind of hang out and slowly make their way back.
Well, I mean, I guess if there's no rush.
Actually, Thrawn told her if she wasn't back by the time his ship was loaded up with cargo, they'd leave her here in the galaxy stranded.
Well,
but anyway, turns out Thrawn was sneaky.
What do you mean?
Well, technically, they said they'd let her find Ezra, but they didn't say anything about not killing her after that.
Oh, that is sneaky.
Yeah, and he tells the other bad guys, look, you cannot underestimate the Jedi, okay? You simply can't.
So what does he do?
He sends two TIE fighters after them. He says he doesn't want to waste resources. So later, they're surrounded by stormtroopers, and Ahsoka is above, timing her landing onto the planet.
Oh, so she swoops in?
Well, no, she decides to land next to Baylan.
Oh.
Yeah, and so she fights him a little bit, but then she's like, I don't have time for this, and she runs off to her friends.
But she chose to land there.
She did, and now that she arrives next to her friends, all the stormtroopers forget that they're holding guns.
Well, great.
So eventually the good guys make it to Thrawn's tower that he's about to fly away from, and they have to fight a bunch more stormtroopers.
Yikes, going up against a bunch more stormtroopers, that's, well, I wouldn't say dangerous, but kind of kind of a roadblock.
Yeah, barely, so they kill all of them pretty quick.
Right, yeah.
But then get this, since Thrawn is working with some witches, all these stormtroopers come back as, like, zombies.
Oh, wait, so, like, slower stormtroopers that are worse at fighting?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like much of a threat.
It's not really, no, so they get away quite quickly again.
That makes sense, yeah.
So now Thrawn sends that Morgan lady to go fight them and slow them down.
Wow, so what does she do?
She immediately lets Ezra and Sabine walk right past her.
Okay.
And then she fights Ahsoka and dies pretty quickly as well.
All right.
And then Sabine and Ezra are going to be fighting some bad guys, and Sabine's finally going to be able to use the Force. She's been trying to do that this whole series.
Oh, well, good for her.
Yeah, so then she uses the Force to send Ezra flying onto Thrawn's ship that's taking off.
She's just immediately that good at using the Force?
Yes.
Well, okay then.
So now Sabine and Ahsoka are stuck in this galaxy, but Ezra gets back home.
How does he manage that?
Well, he dresses up as a stormtrooper and steals a ship, and when he gets onto a good guy's ship, he takes his helmet off to reveal it's him.
But they could have killed him. Why didn't he already have that off?
Dramatic effect and nothing else. So what do you think?
So this entire series was just kind of Ahsoka and Sabine switching places with Ezra and Thrawn.
Yeah, and Sabine trading the well-being of an entire galaxy for one guy and then nobody calling her out on that.
I feel like it's maybe missing a little something. Kind of feels like just content for the sake of content.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it. We could certainly dive into that if you like. Or we slap a nostalgia cameo into this and call it a day.
Yeah, that works. Let's do that. Hi, everybody. Ryan George here. Thank you so much for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you want to leave your name and social security number down below, you may have your identity stolen. So don't do that.